Nolte, Ukraine is another reminder of the blessings of America. By John Nolte on February 25, 2022. Can you imagine being torn from your life, your entire life? Your home, your job, your school, your neighborhood, your routines, as foreign invaders move in? Just take a moment to think about what you did this morning, about what you do every morning, me? I get up, make coffee for myself and my wife. Feed the dogs, settle into my home office, and type drivel like the drivel you're reading right now. This has been my routine for 16 years, all of it taking place in a home filled with the contents of my life. The idea of having to abandon all of this and becoming a refugee or moving to some government camp or even to another country. It's unthinkable. What would happen to my dogs? But all across the world, including in Ukraine right now, that's exactly what happens to people who are not as fortunate as us. Americans are blessed in so many ways, primarily geographically. Two massive oceans separate us from life-disrupting invasions. If you want to go to war with America, you're either going to have to risk crossing a whole ocean or a massive landmass or hurl nukes, which we will surely hurl back, if Slow Joe is awake. We are blessed geopolitically. Our neighbors to the north are no threat. Instead, they count on us to protect them. Our neighbors to the south are peaceful and kept down by corrupt and dysfunctional governments. For those who love to pick and nit, of course, we have border issues. Of course, Democrats allow us to be invaded by those they hope will eventually replace us. Of course, drugs, sex trafficking, and violent crime flood across our border. But I'm talking about something else entirely, and you know it. We're also blessed by a way of life that turned our country into a military and economic superpower. Allowing people to be free and to realize the best in themselves have resulted in a miracle of innovation and wealth. We're blessed by a country that attracted so many immigrants who have contributed to our greatness, from Albert Einstein to the men who dug the coal and fought the wars. In the history of human existence, the stability of our idyllic and bountiful lives is an abnormality, not the norm. The world is supposed to be a place in a constant state of upheaval by war, revolution, and tyrants. The American dream, the idea of living out your entire life uninterrupted by political unrest, is as foreign an idea as a rat in a punch bowl. What you and I call country living or suburban life would be considered heaven to much of the rest of the world and almost everyone throughout the history of mankind. What a luxury it is to watch war after war. Even the wars we fight, all happen over there. What a luxury it is to watch Ukraine fall on our big screen TVs. That doesn't mean we don't care. It just is what it is. Imagine living anywhere in Europe right now with an emboldened and ambitious Putin on the march. Imagine knowing that only a few hundred miles of easily conquered land are all that stand between your entire life and Russian troops. Listen, we have our problems. I know that. I also know that our idyllic life is constantly under threat, primarily from within, the Democrat Party, corporate media, etc., which means we must remain vigilant, informed, and honor our Second Amendment rights. Oh, and do not think for a moment that our well-armed populace is not a significant deterrent to foreign invaders. As men, we're hardwired to hunt, gather, and protect because that's what human males did for thousands of years before America came along. So sometimes, especially when we're young and dumb, the idea of a Red Dawn-style adventure can seem pretty appealing. But trust an old man on this one. Even under Biden, life is good in this country. Damn good, especially outside of the Democrat-run cities. If war breaks out across Europe, we get to watch it from a lazy boy. God bless America. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.